It's clearly obvious that once Bill Belichick was denied entry into the Hall of Fame as a first balloter, that the same is going to happen to Robert Kraft, because if you're going to hold Deflategate and Spygates 1 and 2 against Bill Belichick, you're certainly going to hold it against his boss. To me, here's the big story. Is that y'all way of telling us that Tom Brady isn't going into the Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer? Is that your way of saying that the seven-time champion, universally recognized as the GOAT in NFL history, isn't going to go into the Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer? You might as well burn the damn Hall of Fame building down. There's no reason for it to exist. Who cares? Nobody's going to care. Because I'm here to tell you right now, there's no freaking way on earth that you could justify leaving Tom Brady out of the Hall of Fame. It would be so bad, I don't know if other people would accept an invitation into the Hall of Fame if Tom Brady was denied first ballot entry. They'd be like, why the hell would I go? Think about that class. Think about the class that Tom Brady is supposed to be in, and he doesn't get in, but somebody else is there in his place. How can you justify it? You're not going to feel worthy. This is some disgraceful stuff that we're thinking about here.